Well, the disease known as epidermolysis bullosa, it's a tough one to say, and it's certainly a tough one when kids are afflicted by it. They're known as butterfly children, and simply because their skin, it's a skin condition, and it just peels like butterfly, butterfly wings, as you can imagine. A gentleman that's deciding to do something about it is Andrew Bizak, and he's joining us on the line. He's going to run from Adelaide to Brisbane in the hope of raising $1 million for this. And let's talk to Andrew now. Good morning, Andrew. Where did the idea for this running campaign come from?
Good morning, Mark. How are you going? Yes, look, I met a butterfly child around 5 years ago who walked into my office in my business, and we started doing fundraising for this young lady who was 23 years old at the time. And sadly, 2 years ago, she did pass away. And it was at that point where I just wanted to do a lot more, and I was quite connected to the cause. So the $1 million run started about 2 years ago, and it's been in coordination for the last 2 years.
How long does it actually take you to run from Adelaide to Brisbane?
Well, it's five marathons a week for 4 months on average, so roughly 40 to 60 kilometres a day. So we're working it out on 10 kilometres an hour, running 4 to 5 hours a day. So, yeah, it works out to around 4 months.
Well, I hope you got the GPS set right, because you don't want to take the long way around, that's for sure, Andrew, on this one.
Quite interesting you say that. I am actually taking the long way around because I'm going all the way up the coast.
look, certainly for a good cause. With that in mind, if people are wanting to get involved in this, how can we get involved in it, Andrew?
Look, we have a Facebook site, which is the Million Dollar Run, and on there you can donate on that site. Also, we have our website, which is themilliondollarrun.com.au. And along the way, I'm also, we're promoting Run for 30, which is a $30 donation to join me anywhere along the route from Adelaide to Brisbane to run any distance you like with a $30 donation. So that should be quite interesting.
It will be, that's for sure. Look, this disease is pretty crippling for kids that have it. Is there much in the way of a cure, or what's happening in that space at the moment, Andrew?
Look, unfortunately and sadly, there is no cure, which is the biggest reason I'm running, is because firstly, there's very, very little awareness around the disease is actually called, as you said, epidermolysis bullosa, or people call it EB for short. But there's very, very very, very few people, I should say, around Australia who actually know about this. So the run is as much an awareness campaign as it is to raise the money for these children to find a cure, most importantly, and then obviously look at support services as well that need funding for these children.
Yeah, it's quite often when we talk to people such as yourself, Andrew, that they're in aid of illnesses that don't seem to get the publicity, and there doesn't seem to be the awareness out there. This is probably a big first step. As more people know about it, the more chance we've got of getting funding and a cure down the road as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is certainly a full-scale media campaign at the same time, which involves obviously radio, television and newspapers. So we've got quite a bit booked up for the trip as well, which should help enormously with the exposure.
And you were also telling me before we came on this morning, Andrew, that there's still that one gaping hole, and that is a big corporate sponsor.
Yeah, look, I spent the last good part of a year and a half trying to get a corporate backer for this journey, because essentially my wife and I, we're going to be taking good part of 6 months out of work for this, and there's an enormous cost to coordinating something like this. So after unsuccessfully trying to campaign for funding for the last year and a half, we decided to get on the road. We just had to get out there, and we decided to sell our house and all of our assets to self-fund this.
Wow, that is a huge commitment.
It is, but it's a critically important cause, and we're young enough to re-establish at the other side of this, but the kids need this. It really is for the kids at the moment.
Andrew, you're very brave to take all of that on, and equally as brave to take that run from Adelaide to Brisbane. Good luck with it all, and we hope to catch up with you when it's all said and done at the other side.
Thanks so much, Mark. Really appreciate it.
That's Andrew Bizak. He's doing the run from Adelaide to Brisbane. Like I said to him a moment ago, very, very brave. It's 9:45 at 2 on URFM.